This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This episode is brought to you by betonline.ag. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. They have you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head on over to betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's right, you'll get a 50% bonus on your first deposit. That's betonline.ag. Hey, what's up, and welcome to the Hashtag Lakers podcast presented by betonline.ag and balance7.com. I'm Yoa Legazo. That's at Yoa, I-O-U-A, Legazo on Twitter. And I'm joined by my brother, John Webb Legazo, and his handle is at The Silent Trend. But today we're going to talk a little bit about Jared Dudley first. News broke out this week that he was hired by the Dallas Mavericks, as an assistant coach. And I believe, John Webb, I believe he's going to be one of the front bench coaches, right?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Duds, man. Sitting up there front and center.
That's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome for him. So that was great news. Everybody was happy. Right? Everybody was happy for him and a little surprised, right? A little surprised what happened, because we thought Duds was coming back.
Yeah, here we were, like, announced Duds, and right. They announced something different.
Exactly. Exactly. We I don't know. It's kind of like the whole Ronaldo to Manchester City thing didn't happen, and then he ended up going to Manchester United.
It's big.
It's big news for
Messi to PSG.
Yeah, man. That's big news too. That's big news too. But I saw today, I know this isn't Lakers, but I saw today that Ronaldo's news had the most likes or retweets or whatever, something like that, ever. That has ever happened. So, I mean, it seems like
everybody's man.
Happy about that. I mean,
yeah. How many followers does that dude have?
Millions. He has the top.
Millions.
Yeah.
The top.
Yeah. Yeah, so
more than the White House.
Exactly. He's more famous than the White House. let's talk about Duds. And steer clear away from politics today. Let's talk about Laker politics.
Oh man.
So we got some news reporting about Duds, some comments that he made, according to an LA Times article by Bill Plaschke.
basically called out the Lakers at some point during this reported phone interview, right, with Bill. So I'm going to read a few parts of this, right? A few parts of his, of what he said, of what Dud said. And then, we'll just go from there. So he said, you know, I thought I was coming back to the Lakers. This is crazy. I did want to come back. I did think I could help the team, especially having so many new players, but I understand they wanted to get younger. Obviously, LeBron and AD wanted me back, but we just couldn't convince them. No one owed me anything. Rob Pelinka and Kurt Rambis were honest and upfront, nothing but respect and gratitude to them and Genie Bus. I will be forever thankful for the opportunity they gave me, but I did want to come back. I talked to Rob and Kurt, I thanked them, but I told them, you're valuing youth more than a locker room presence guy. Mm-hmm. I said, I respect you for that, but I think you're wrong. So.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, those are very pointed words.
Right. Right. Big call. Big call out. Right. Other notable parts in the article, right? And this is Bill Plaschke reporting and writing, right? While Pelinka was unavailable for comment, Laker officials wanted to convey their deepest respect and admiration for Dudley, who they said they will always be part of the Lakers family. It appears they didn't want him as a player because they felt that with their aging team, they need youthful depth. They apparently never discussed the possibility that he would retire and become a coach. So that's one point, right?
What?
That's a lot, right, to take in. They never discussed the possibility that he would retire and become a coach. So that's one. Second, they needed a youthful depth. That's what they're looking for. The Lakers are looking for.
I don't know, man. Look, first off, this is excellent writing by Bill Plaschke, a great LA Times columnist, covered the Lakers for many years, knew Kobe really well, and someone who really has access to that locker room. I mean, Duds, he's right. Like, he's right. The value of someone like Jared Dudley to a Lakers team contending for a championship is massive. And he was willing to return for pretty much nothing, Yoa. Like, pretty much nothing. Like a non-guaranteed contract, maybe a sideline assistant, player development, locker room specialist, whatever you call it. It was nothing. Drop in the ocean. And there's a lot of debate right now whether this adds to the off-season mistakes the Lakers have made.
You're right. I mean, there's a few already that they've, one big blunder was, yeah, Alex Caruso, obviously.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you have little ones like Markieff Morris, right? We talked about that. I guess you weren't there. That was McKay that said that. McKay said that was one big mistake to let Markieff go. And he used to be a Markieff hater, too.
he was very adamant Markieff hater. But you know my take about Alex Caruso. I've, you know, that's my mind on it.
Right.
This is the second mistake of the offseason. You don't get rid of your go-to wing defender and then the next couple weeks get rid of your glue guy and not have like growing pains.
That's true. I'm interested to see how the locker room will be like as we head into the, as you know, training camp and preseason and the regular season. We talked about this offline on our chat. Like, who's going to be the locker room guy now, right? Who's going to be that glue guy, the chemistry guru in that locker room that's going to keep guys in check and in line and hold guys accountable, have teaching moments with the younger guys,
right?
And put, you know, put the older guys in their place as well.
Yeah, I'm not saying, like, we're not saying, guys, that the Lakers aren't championship bound.
Right.
But they're going to have some up and downs.
Chemistry.
More downs before the ups, really. Someone in that locker room, one of those veterans or one of the three open roster spots, has got to evolve into a glue guy. Like, yep. I get it. This is a LeBron-led team. Like a lot of people mentioned, this is a LeBron-led team. But Duds was someone that can bark and bear his fangs at LeBron, at AD, and probably at Westbrook, and get away with it. Because everyone understood he was that guy. That was his role. That's the type of locker room leader you need in this group of wily veterans.
Right. But then some people would argue, like, do you need that type of player, though, specifically for this? You have so many vets, right? You have so many vets already. You know, people always joke, and people are joking that we have, you know, we're one of the oldest, we might be the oldest group, the oldest team in the NBA, right? We have Carmelo Anthony, Trevor Ariza, Russell Westbrook, Dwight Howard on top of LeBron James. And then you know, Kent Bazemore, you add Wayne Ellington. You know, we have a lot of older guys into their 30s, into the later stages of their NBA career. And so, I mean, maybe the Lakers weighed that into consideration. Like, maybe we don't need a vet presence guy, or maybe they were thinking that, that veteran locker room presence guy can easily be replicated. And in my opinion, I don't think it can. I don't think it can. I don't think you can replace a guy like Jared Dudley, who acts or almost sort of like a back in the day with Derek Fisher and Kobe Bryant and Pau Gasol, he was there. He was that locker room guy there for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Every championship team, every team that has ever made it to the finals has had a glue guy, right? Like every team. You know, last year for the Suns, it was Chris Paul. And for the Milwaukee Bucks, it was Jrue Holiday.
Right.
There's always that locker room guy, that vet. I'm not saying that none of the vets at the Lakers right now are going to be that glue guy, but one of them needs to step up and be that glue guy.
Right. Who do you think it's going to be? Just based on the roster.
Based on this roster?
Will it be Ariza? I mean, I raised that. Like, could it be Trevor Ariza?
I don't think he's that guy.
You don't think so?
I don't think he's that guy. Honestly, that's the question, right? That's the $1 million or $3 million question, whatever the vet minimum is.
I think 2.6 or 2.9 or something like that.
2.6. Who's it going to be? Because Duds was a non-guaranteed contract. It was cheap. That's a cheap investment to have.
Right. Right. I mean,
I can't even, I don't know. Marc Gasol? No. Who's it going to be? Phil Handy, maybe. Maybe one of the coaches.
That's not the same. It's not the same. Because it's a coach. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who's going to be that next locker room guy, but someone's going to have to step up. And maybe, who knows, maybe we're making too much of a big deal about this.
We're not, though. We're not. Guys, look, we are not making a big deal out of this, because every team has had a glue guy. And if you enter the season and not know who that is, you're in trouble. You're not going to be always in trouble, but you're going to be in trouble for maybe that first half of the season.
And when it comes down to, I mean, look, this is a... This is one of the quotes, or the what was written by Bill, right, about Jared Dudley and what Jared Dudley accounted. So it said his finest leadership moment occurred after the Lakers suffered a dramatic Game 5 loss to Miami in the 2020 Finals. While Coach Frank Vogel had to
tread lightly around his exhausted team, Dudley powerfully jumped in everyone's face and held them accountable for failing to put in a title effort. And this is from Jared Dudley, quote, "It was the most serious adrenaline film session we've ever had. It was the one practice that no one talked to each other. People were mad. I called them out. I said, we can't have these mistakes. Frank Vogel has to walk a tight line, but I don't. I can get on anybody. And they know what kind of guy I am, and they don't take it personal."
So
even in the finals, like the glue guy, he's important. He's as important as your superstar, right? To get everybody's attention and get them refocused for the next game. And look what happened in game six.
Exactly.
Blowout. Everyone was focused. They knew what they needed to do. Frank Vogel said, "Caruso, you're our secret weapon."
Exactly, man.
It was over.
Listen, guys like Derek Fisher, Udonis Haslam, Jared Dudley, Chris Paul, those dogs in the locker room, you need them to keep everyone honest. Everyone honest. They could do things that, like you were saying, like you mentioned, Phil Handy can't. The coaches can't, because they're in the locker. They're players. They can level with the superstars. They can level with the youngest in the roster. And that's what Duds brought. So I don't know who that's going to be this season. It's a big question mark right now.
Yeah. I guess we're going to have to find out and wait and see. We still have some roster spots open, so we have options, right? And who knows, maybe one of the guys that we've already signed up can take that plate and run with it. We'll see.
Yep.
We'll see. All right, guys, let's go ahead and take a break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the rumors that came out, some buyout rumors, and then also, some buyout rumors that have come out just this past week about Rajon Rondo. There's even DeAndre Jordan, and also some rumors, more speculation about Kevin Love. Kevin Love, guys. So stay tuned, and we'll talk to you guys then. I don't know if you've heard, but apparently former NBA player and Laker legend Lamar Odom may be returning to professional basketball in Spain soon. I was reading this press release about how he started taking a pH balancing alkaline supplement called Balance 7, and that's what's really helped him bounce back. He even said, quote, "I have an enormous amount of energy, which is good for me. It's important when working out. I always need energy to level up," close quote. I couldn't agree more with Lamar. And after watching him fight Aaron Carter in July's celebrity boxing match, I think it's safe to say that Balance 7 is working out for him. Cool thing is that we've got a promotion running with Balance 7 right now, where if you go to their website, balance7.com, and use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, at checkout, you'll receive a free 4-ounce bottle of My Smooth Skin with any purchase of Balance 7 products. That product retails at $13.99, so I'd say it's worth it. Again, head to balance7.com and use promo code BELIEVE at checkout to get in on this promotion. If it worked for him, I'm sure it can work for you. Welcome back to the Hashtag Lakers Podcast. I'm here with John Weblegazo, my brother. We are going to talk a little bit about some of the buyout rumors that came out this week. First off, this is from Ramona Shelburne, and she reported that Rajon Rondo is a strong candidate to join the Lakers if the Grizzlies buy him out. He's been traded around last season from, he signed with Atlanta. Then he got traded to the Clippers, and then the Clippers trade him this offseason to the Grizzlies. And so, yeah, so that's where he is. Also mentioned in the Ramona's report is that the DeAndre Jordan from the Nets is also a possibility and a name to look out for the Lakers if he's bought out by the Nets. And then, yeah, last but not least, we have today there's some reports that the Cavs are on the verge of a buyout of Kevin Love. And this was either concurrently or sometime after the news that broke that three-team trade that sent our guy to Portland. And Larry Nance, dude. Larry Nance Jr.
Larry Nance, man.
Flight 7. I think the
Flight 7.
I think the Bulls got a ton of... I mean, Markkanen went to... where did he go? Cavs. And yeah, and then the Bulls got a few picks plus a player or two, right? Derrick Jones Jr. That's right. Dunk champ.
Derrick Jones.
Right. So
high flyer.
So that's why this report came out that there's a buyout for Kevin Love that's on its verge and it might happen pretty soon here. And it might even happen before this podcast is published. But yeah, everyone's talking in Lakers Twitter that, you know, some are saying that it would make a lot of sense for him to join the Lakers, given the connections there. Let's talk about this. Do you want to start from the top or what do you want to do?
I mean, I say bring them all on.
I mean, we have three roster spots.
Three
right?
roster spots. Bring them all on.
I wouldn't bring two centers in. I guess you can put Kevin Love as a power forward, but
floor spacers, and then a redundancy for Howard. Why wouldn't you?
The redundancy.
That's okay. I mean, if you're gonna plan for injuries, it's good to have redundancies.
But I think we need a wing player.
We've got a lot of those.
We need bulkier ones that would replace LeBron and AD.
Right, right. I mean,
I guess I don't know.
Look, listen, I think the theme of this coming year is hold the line, right?
Yep.
There's a lot of personalities, a lot of hunger, desire for that ring, and they all want it, right? From the front office to the locker room to the parade-deprived fans to the ball boy. They all want number 18 in this group. What's that Western movie with all those different cowboys from like different backgrounds and then like from all over the place that were like assembled to protect the village? I think it was recently remade with like Denzel Washington and I can't remember his name. Star-Lord.
Chris Pratt.
Magnificent Seven. Really, it's a remake of The Seven Samurai, which I got to watch while in Japan. But that's what this team is right now. We're pulling all these different pieces, and the one goal is to resist the marauding bandits, right? Father time, injuries. So hold the ground, get the record, get Banner 18. That's the theme for this year.
That's funny. That's hilarious, actually. I didn't think about it that way. That's a new one for me. But in terms of like, we have three roster spots, right? We're also holding the line there too.
True.
Like this report, buyout rumors, not free agent signing rumors. Buyout rumors. We're talking about mid-season buyout, or if a team decided to buy out a player at the beginning of the season, like buyout rumors. This is, tells me that the Lakers, since they're not looking at anybody in the free agent market, or that there's no rush to fill the roster spots. There's no rush at all. They're holding the line on that. They're waiting.
They're not looking to get guys in the market. They you know, I mean, maybe they don't have to. Maybe they don't have to buy it. Maybe they don't have to get Rajon Rondo. They have guys like the younger players, right? There's that report that they're looking for younger guys. They have younger guys, right? Sure, they are inexperienced, but they have those two-way players.
They do.
They have those training camp invites and Mac McClung and Sean D. Brown Jr. So I don't know. It just seemed like with the Ramona Shelburne report, which, by the way, came out the exact same day the LA Times article came out, which was, by the way, props to the Lakers PR department for leaking those rumors out to the media to kind of diffuse all that tension and angst and anger. But yeah, I mean, I feel like there's no rush to fill out these rosters, and they're just waiting to see. They're in a wait and see mode. They're holding the line.
I mean, that's true. I mean, so if we add Rajon Rondo, that gives us Russell Westbrook.
That gives us a championship. No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
I mean, pretty much. The last time Rajon Rondo and LeBron James teamed up resulted in the championship. And the basketball IQ there cannot be understated. Rajon Rondo is another coach, a general, like a floor general.
Right, right. And right, we're losing a really generational IQ talent and a coach in Jason Kidd, right? But we're also adding Dave Fizdale, right? Offensive-minded coach. And if we added, I mean, he's supposed to be really great in offense. And he's supposed to be up there in one of the greatest, you know, the great minds in offensive coach. Although, I mean, obviously he hasn't had the teams, he hasn't had the stars to support the teams that he's coached, but except for like the LeBron James, right? Like in that Heat, but he was an assistant coach. I'm talking about head coach stints, but I don't know.
Yeah, look, let me tell you something about Fizdale, right? He's LA royalty. He's LA royalty. He was a point guard as well. Great basketball mind. And you're right. He never had the chance to teach his mind or find that player that could make the things that were spinning in his mind a reality on the court. And they'll find that maybe here in LA with LeBron James, with Russell Westbrook. Maybe if we get Rajon Rondo, because the high IQ guys.
I mean, we'll see. We'll see if we get Rajon Rondo back. I'd like to have him back. I think he's great. I think he would be a great mentor. I mean, not just a mentor, but I think he's going to be, obviously, he's not going to perform well in the regular season like he usually does. And because he saves up all that energy for playoff Rondo.
That's fine. That's fine with me.
That's fine with me because I that's when I need him the most.
Look, let's stick to the goals, Ioa. Secondary playmaker, shooters. Secondary playmakers, shooters. But right. You can't be losing your go-to defender and your glue guy in the process.
That's true. I mean, we lost a lot of defenders, and we've gone completely...
Offense,
right?
Right.
Let's see if Coach Vogel can teach a little bit of defense, and maybe his system will work out in a way that, hey, everything's going to be all right. We're not going to be the number one defensive team, even though LeBron and AD were injured last year, right? We're not going to be the number one defense, but maybe we can be 15, and that's going to be okay.
We'll see, but defense wins championship. You know, old dog, new tricks. maybe something that applies to us here. I do want to bring up Kevin Love. I mean, you talked at length about it. Kevin Love, LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, UCLA. I mean, LeBron loves his UCLA guys. Kevin Love is 32 years old. Last year, he only played 26 games, 12 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. Kind of sounds like Marc Gasol before we got him. Floor spacing, forward center, 36-37% from 3. I think he's a good fit.
I do too. I think he would be a great fit to come to the Lakers, and especially because there were reports that Marc Gasol might not be a lock to return to the Lakers. So I mean, we'd need a replacement, and he would be great. And even if Mark doesn't leave and he stays, I think Kevin Love on the minimum deal would be great to have him here. And just like you mentioned, just because of all the connections with LeBron James, with Russell Westbrook, it'll be amazing to see what kind of magic that happens between Kevin Love, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, and some, I don't know, who would you put in there? Like Bazemore, or you can put Wayne Storm, right? Wayne Ellington there. And that would be a pretty nice lineup. And they could do some damage, I think.
Yeah. I mean, if you're just thinking floor spacing alone, Kevin Love is your guy. He could do all that.
37% from 3, like you said.
Yeah, I'm a big Kevin Love fan. I mean, I was a big Kevin Love fan with Russ and him at UCLA. He was that dude that you used for NCAA 2008, right? Like, he was that guy.
Hopefully this actually happens. You know, maybe we're hyping ourselves up too much and for disappointment. And he signs with someone else, like the Miami Heat, who are already stacked, or the Nets, because they might get rid of DeAndre Jordan and they need a center, right? Or he might go to the Suns. I don't know.
We'll see.
But I think there's too many connections with the Lakers that he might come here.
I mean, all it's gonna take, Eo, is Russ Westbrook picking up the phone and calling him. It's gonna take LeBron James picking up the phone and calling him, and that's it.
That's what happened with, right?
It's a done deal. It's pretty much a done deal.
I mean, that's what happened with Russ and Trevor Ariza before.
Yeah, UCLA guys.
I mean, they just, after Russ was traded, if you hear the news that he was getting traded to the Lakers, he texted or phone called. He said contacted. He contacted Trevor Ariza, and that was it. That was the recruiting.
This is done. Process. Done deal.
It was done, and here we have Trevor Ariza coming back. So yeah, I'm excited. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with the Kevin Love thing. I hope it happens, as well as Rajon Rondo. I don't know about DeAndre Jordan. I'm a little iffy on him. I think if they're gonna go fill out the whole roster to 15, then they should get a wing. Like
Wes Matthews still available.
Wes Matthews, right? Wes Matthews would be great. We need some defense.
That's true.
So, all right. I think that does it, John Webb. I think that does it for today. So, guys, you can catch us on Apple Podcast, Spotify, and many other listening platforms. Do us a favor and head on over to Apple Podcast. Subscribe and give us a 5-star review. We'd appreciate the follows and all the reviews. It'll help us continue to produce this show. You can also follow us on Twitter at #LakerPod and on Instagram at #Lakers. Guys, with that said, have a great day. Root for the Lakers, and we'll talk to you guys next time.
time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.